VOA Smart Jazz Listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali dan tentunya kami harapkan karir keluarga dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info-info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
To send so much love from the moment we came onto the stage until the moment we left. There was just so much love and so much respect. Should lay about need, about let up let it.
Itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa kita simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Usianya sudah 81 tahun tetapi semangatnya masih luar biasa. Kecintaannya pada musik jazz tampak pada matanya yang berbinar-binar ketika diajak berbicara. Wayne Shorter, musisi jazz dan pemain trompet yang baru-baru ini meraih Grammy Awards 2014 untuk kategori komposisi jazz solo hasil improvisasi terbaik. Bersama 4 musisi jazz terkenal lainnya, Donnie McCaslin, Fred Hirsch, Terrence Blanchard, dan Paquito de Rivera, Wayne Shorter menjadikan komposisi Orbits menjadi berbeda. Orbits merupakan salah satu lagu dalam album Without a Net dari rekaman pertunjukan panggung Wayne Shorter. Thank you. VOA Smart Jazz Listener dengan komposisi yang sangat kompleks berjudul Orbits, itulah penampilan Wayne Shorter Quartet yang meraih hadiah Grammy Award. Kita beralih ke vokalis jazz yang memiliki kekuatan vokal yang jarang dimiliki penyanyi jazz lainnya, Didi Bridgewater, yang juga adalah peraih hadiah Grammy. Ross Davis dari VOA Jazz America sempat menemui Didi Bridgewater baru-baru ini di sela-sela penampilannya di atas panggung. Mari kita simak obrolan mereka.
Russ Davis, among hundreds and hundreds of folks who saw Didi Bridgewater's wonderful performance tonight, and yes, I'm just one of them, and quickly just wanted to get your impressions of this beautiful night in Théâtre Maisonneuve here in Montreal. It was a great performance.
Oh, it was wonderful, and it was a big honor for me to have so many people to turn out for the show, and to send so much love from the moment we came onto the stage until the moment we left. It was just so much love and so much respect.
It gave you a chance to really work on your French tonight too, did it?
Oh, well, I work on my French every day. I have, you know, all of these musicians from Africa. They're from the French colonized countries in Africa, from Mali and Senegal, and my road manager is French. Everybody in my group is basically, just about everybody's French.
And just one last thing.
Yes.
This is not just singing a collection of songs.
No.
This is telling a story. This is telling history.
Yes. This this album, Red Earth, A Malian Journey, is the result of my decision to seek out my African ancestry, which I found in Mali. And then I decided that it would be a beautiful thing to try to fuse this beautiful music that I heard everywhere I went, in Bamako especially. And to fuse the traditional Malian music with my tradition of jazz. And the recording was one thing, but now that we've worked together for over a year, it's just extraordinary what has happened.
I'd love to talk to you further about it. Hopefully I will see the rest of your fans. Thank you so much.
Oh, I know there are people waiting, and thank you so much, Russ.
You.
It was nice to speak to you.
You as well.
Thank you.
Town had me low and it had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost all its charm. How long I wondered could this thing last? But the age of miracles had not passed. For suddenly I saw you standing there, and in foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere. Oh,
VOA Smart Jazz Listener dengan alunan vokal yang menghanyutkan. Itulah Didi Bridgewater dengan komposisi Foggy Day yang sebelumnya dipopulerkan oleh legendaris Billie Holiday. Dan baiklah VOA Smart Jazz Listener, jangan kemana-mana, kita akan kembali setelah yang satu ini dengan berbagai musik jazz dan info menarik mengenai penampilan musisi jazz lainnya. Jadi tetaplah bersama VOA Smart Jazz.
The Voice of America.